Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the SJVN Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q1 FY25 conference call of SJVN. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of SJVN, represented by Mr. Sushil Sharma, sir, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Soumendra Das, sir, is the Company Secretary, and Mr. Sanjay Sood, sir, is the Head of Department Finance. We will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Sushil Sharma, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, and thanks, everybody, for giving me this opportunity. I'm extremely happy to share some major developments in Q1 of FY 2024-25. Our Raghanesada Solar Power Project, which is 100 MW, has been declared COD on 3rd of April 2024. However, the project was commissioned in the previous quarter in the state of Gujarat with a capacity to produce 252 million units of energy per annum. The power from this solar project is being sold to Gujarat Urja Vikas Nigam Limited. Another milestone achieved in the month of June with the completion of heading excavation of 11.8 km long headrace tunnel of Arun 3 hydroelectric project in Nepal. In Buxar Thermal Power Project, power evacuation system is ready, and for startup power, 400 kV Buxar Nowarpur line has been charged in the month of May 2024. We, as REIA, issued a letter of award seven numbers for a total capacity of 1,500 MW for wind-solar hybrid power projects. I am also happy to share some recent developments in the current quarter as well. We have recently commissioned a 90 MW Omkareshwar floating solar project on 8th of August 2024 in the state of Madhya Pradesh with a capacity to generate 196 million units of energy per annum. The project is situated in Omkareshwar Floating Solar Park, for which agreement for selling of power has already been signed with Rewa Ultra Mega Solar Limited and MP Power Management Company Limited. Thus, in terms of the latest addition in operating assets, 90 MW more power has been added, which will add approximately rupees 64 crore to our revenue per year. With the commissioning of this project, our total installed capacity of SJVN now stands at 2,466.50 MW. Further, in major development, the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCA, chaired by the Honorable Prime Minister of India, has approved the investment of 5,792.36 crore for 669 MW Lower Arun hydroelectric project at a levelized tariff of 4.99 per unit. The project will be implemented through SJVN Lower Arun Power Development Company Private Limited, SLPDC, a wholly owned subsidiary of SJVN incorporated in Nepal. We are also excited to inform that the Government of Mizoram has allotted Darzo Lui PSP 2,400 MW to SJVN, and with this allocation, the first pumped storage project is added in the portfolio of SJVN. The Darzo Lui pumped storage project, with an installed capacity of 2,400 MW, is set to be developed across Darzo Nala in a tributary of Tuipui River. Also, we are happy to highlight our power generation achievements in the current financial year. Our prestigious 1,500 MW Nathpa Jhakri hydropower station recorded the highest-ever monthly generation of 1,222.170 million units during July 2024, since its commissioning in 2004. Also, total generation for all operational projects during the month of July 24 is 1,654.207 million, which is also highest ever monthly generation. Our all three hydro plants, that is NGSPS, RHPS and Natural Mori Hydropower Station, have achieved the highest generation in a single day ever since their commissioning. So giving you a brief of our projects, as on date, 12 projects of 2,466.5 megawatt and two transmission lines are under operation. Four hydro projects of 1,558 megawatt and one thermal power project of 1,320 megawatt and 11 solar projects of 1,950 megawatt are under construction. We are excited to inform that SJVN Green Energy Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of SJVN, has signed MOU with AM Green Ammonia India Private Limited. The platform shall be developed in two phases, starting with a capacity of 1 million tons per annum and ramping up capacity to 5 million tons per annum by 2030. In the recent past, Government of India has launched PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, which aims to provide free electricity to 1 crore households in India. We are extremely happy to share that towards this scheme, SJVN has been allotted 3 states, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Arunachal Pradesh. SJVN has also been assigned the responsibility of installation of rooftop solar system on government buildings and 18 ministries which have been allocated to us in this regard. As far as progress is concerned, process of empanelment of vendors has already been initiated. You must also be aware that SJVN has been listed as one of the renewable energy implementing agencies, REIA, by Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, MNRE, to meet the 500 gigawatt target by 2030. In financial year 2024-25, for June ending quarter 1, we have achieved 100% target as SJVN has floated tenders of 4.8 gigawatt. Overall, SJVN has floated tenders of 4.8 gigawatt out of targeted 10.8 gigawatt capacity in financial year 2024-25. I am happy to share that SJVN has been conferred with Gold Award at 16th Exceed CSR Awards 2024 for outstanding achievements in corporate social responsibility in power sector category. I once again reiterate that SJVN is moving forward to achieve our vision of installing 25,000 megawatt portfolio in operation by 2030 and 50,000 megawatt by 2040. With this, I close my opening remarks and thanks to all for listening me patiently. Thank you.
Shall we start question and answer session?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir. And congratulations on a very good set of numbers. My first question is, sir, are we looking to do a fundraise in the SJVN REIA?
Can you again repeat the question? I'm not...
Are we looking to raise funds in the SJVN renewables arm in this fiscal?
Yes, we are diluting our stakes in our green energy SGL by 20%.
Subject to the approval of NITI.
Subject to approval of NITI Aayog and DIPAM.
Understood. My second question is on this. Do we have the, I think you mentioned about the RE pipeline. Is it possible to give us a single console number in terms of how much is operational, how much is under construction, how much is the capacity where we are L1 and which is,
let me explain. We have three numbers of hydro projects in operation, nine numbers renewable, and total 12 numbers of projects plus two transmission lines, totaling 2,466.5 megawatts. And under construction, four numbers of hydro projects, 1,558 megawatt, thermal, one number, 1,320 megawatt, renewable, 11 numbers, 1,958 megawatt, totaling 16 projects and one transmission line, which comes out to be 4,836 megawatt. And I think I have answered your question satisfactorily.
Any RE capacity in the pipeline, sir? This is the capacity which is under construction, right? Is there anything which were a L1 and which is not part of this portfolio?
Sir, we have a long-term plan of adding 49,499 megawatt of renewable portfolio, complete including every hydro and thermal, and particularly renewable 25,777 megawatt.
My last question is, sir, can you give the timeline for the Buxar and Nepal? When are expecting the commissioning?
See, one unit of Buxar thermal plant will come in this financial year, and second unit in next financial year. Nepal, as I have already said in my last interaction with your kind self, around three we are targeting the Q3 of next year.
Q3 FY26.
Yes,
right. 2025. So this is
called
by December.
Quarter three of 2025-26.
Yes, understood, sir. Thank you, and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Mohit Surana from Monarch Network Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, first of all, congratulations for the good set of results. A couple of questions.
A couple of questions.
One, the blended tariff for this quarter is only 2.60 rupees per unit. That's around 17% lower than what it was in the Q1 of the prior year. Any reasons for that? I mean, I understand it could be because of the higher generation. But if there is a generation higher than the design capacity, then what's the rate at which we sell that excess power? That's one question, number one. Second, if you can give some thoughts on the fundraise, how much in terms of the amount that we are looking to raise through a stake dilution of 20%?
See, as far as revenue from operations in Q1 is concerned, our revenue from operation in Q1 24-25 is 831.73 crores against Q1 last year 664.62 crores. And Q1 profit after tax is 327.15 crores against last year's Q1 of 270.20.
Second question
you have asked the fundraising stake sale. So we are targeting 2,000 crore through dilution of SGVN stake in our wholly owned subsidiary, SGVN Green Energy Limited, in 24-25, subject to approval from regulatory authority, DIPAM and other
NITI Aayog and Ministry of Power.
Right, sir. Sir, with respect to the first question, I was indicating about the tariffs. Our tariff this time has been lower compared to the last year.
Let me just clarify that tariff is different for different projects. it cannot be average out. We cannot average out tariff of all the projects. Say, for example, Nathpa-Jhakri tariff is different, Rampur tariff is different, and other tariff is different. So it cannot be a average out tariff of all the projects. It is different for different projects.
Right, sir. Understood. Sir, my follow-up question would be, any update on your JV with IOC? Last time, I think you mentioned about the green energy projects that can be taken up in the joint venture.
Yeah, Assam Renewable Energy. This is what
we have this joint venture with Assam Energy Renewable Limited for 1,000 megawatt development of project solar projects in Assam.
Assam only.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Surana. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Anopchand Shah from Sumangal Investment Consultants Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, sure.
My question is, what is our current debt at consolidated level and what will be the peak debt? Because we are adding a lot of capacity and our cash flow is not going to increase in a proportionate way. So what is the consolidated debt and what is the trajectory of consolidated debt over next, say, two, three years?
Yes.
Sir, presently total debt at consolidated basis is approximately 21,000 crores.
Okay.
And for financing the upcoming projects, we are planning to take securitization of our assets approximately 2,000 crores of Nathpa-Jhakri and Rampur Hydro Project, Nathpa-Jhakri Hydro Projects.
No, my question is, we are executing a lot of projects, so for that we will have to raise a lot of debt. So what will be the debt trajectory over the next 2-3 years? That is my question, sir.
Estimated debt is approximately 6,500 crores in next 2 years.
Addition of 6,500 crores.
Addition of 6,500 crores.
You said it is 21,000 right now, right?
21,000. It will be approximately 28,000 crores by the end of next year.
21,500 crores.
And all our renewable projects are in SJVN Limited, or they all are under SJVN Green Energy?
SJVN Green Energy.
All renewable, solar and wind, everything is under. Yes. Okay. So can you share the financials for the SJVN Green Energy for this quarter, sir?
This quarter, total revenue from operation is 41 crores and profit is approximately 29 crores.
Revenue is 41 and profit is 29.
Okay. It is due to some other income. Interest income is also there.
Okay, and you said our total capacity is 2,440 megawatts, right, sir, right now?
2,466.5 megawatts.
Yeah, so what will be the capacity at the end of this financial year? Means which projects are going to be operational in next 6 to 8 months?
So our total projects we are targeting by the end of this financial year 2,638
megawatt. So 2,465 will become 2,638 at the end of March.
Yes, this is in addition to 2,638 in addition to 2,466.
It will be almost 5,000 megawatt altogether.
At the end of the financial year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So generations will also increase proportionately from next financial year, right, sir?
Sure.
Okay, I have several questions, but I'll rejoin the queue. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Ragini Pandey from Elara Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, what was the incentive income in Q1?
Incentive. Incentive is 65 crores. That is UI and capacity incentive.
Okay, and what was the plant availability factor?
Plant, just approximately plant availability factor for Nagpur Jhagadi, it was 104.94%, and for Rampur it is 104.832%.
Okay, and what will be your revenue guidance for this fiscal and next fiscal, if you can share?
Revenue for next fiscal is approximately 3,000 crores.
3,200 crores.
What is
this? Is for which fiscal? 26.
25.
Okay, 25. Okay. And sir, guidance for regulated equity, can you share?
Regulated? Hello?
Regulated equity.
Please repeat your question.
Sir, what will be the guidance for your regulated equity?
Basically, regulated equity is only for hydro sector, not for renewable. Renewable sector. Renewable, the price is fixed. At a big price, we will take the projects basically. There is no regulated equity. We are financing the project at the 80-20 debt equity ratio.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, what was the cost of the Omkareshwar solar floating project? And did I hear correctly that you said your EBITDA revenue contribution from this particular project is 64 crore per annum?
Yeah, Mr. Mohit, can you just please speak a bit loudly? Your voice is a bit slow.
Yes, sir. What was the cost of Omkareshwar solar floating project?
It is 649 crores.
And the EBITDA estimate, what is the EBITDA expectation from this particular power plant, sir?
EBITDA is basically revenue, expected revenue is approximately 64 crores. I mean, this project and EBITDA will be roughly 10 crores.
The EBITDA will be 10 crore?
So revenue is approximately 64 crores.
EBITDA should be higher, sir, na? Because the revenue 64 crores, EBITDA should be around 55 crore, right?
Basically it is, it will be approximately.
You can put your questions through our mail and we will reply properly. I think it won't be proper to just guess and everything. We will come out with
exact
figures.
Understood. So my second question is on this solar rooftop. So have you launched the scheme already? And when is selected the vendors?
We are in the process of finalizing the vendors.
And what is the capacity you are targeting, sir?
Target kitna?
Target is our
10,000?
I'll come out with you. You please put your question in the email and I'll reply you properly.
Understood.
Yeah, right now figure is not here.
Figure I have not. How much capacity is to be added?
Are you looking to award any PSP project for EPC in this particular fiscal, sir? PSP or hydro?
No. We have been just allotted a PSP in Mezzanon for 2,400 megawatt, for which DPR is under, preparation of DPR is under progress. Once DPR is finalized, then we will start the construction activities.
Any other hydro project where you expect to commence the
Nepal project 669, the CC clearance has been given, accorded by our CCA, and we will shortly award in next 2-3 months. We will try to award this works, civil works.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Maybe a bit of clarification. You might have repeated this. So this 2,638 megawatt that we plan to add this year, what is the breakup between hydro and renewable-based power plant in this?
Just a minute. I'll give the complete breakup.
Or maybe if the plant-wise details are there, if you can share it.
Yes. You see, Buxar Thermal power plant 660 megawatt, Bagodara Solar Power Plant 70 megawatt, Bikaner 500 megawatt, Bikaner again phase 3 and 4 500 megawatt. This Omkareshwar I have already told you that 90 megawatt. PSPCL in solar power plant in Punjab 100 megawatt. Floating solar power plant in Nangal in the dam of BBMB is 15 megawatt. And BBMB ground-mounted solar power plant is 18 megawatt. GUNL phase 13 solar power plant Gujarat 100 megawatt. GUNL phase 14 solar power plant Gujarat 260 megawatt. GUNL phase 17 Avda solar power plant Gujarat 200 megawatt. Jamui solar power plant in Bihar 125 megawatt. Comes out to be 2,638.
Okay. So if one has to understand, in this, the thermal is only one, right? The Buxar.
Yes. Second unit will be in next financial year.
Okay. So just to clarify, so in this 2638, 660 is Buxar, which is thermal, and yes. Remaining is, is there any hydro?
All renewables.
Okay, there is no hydro power plant, right?
No, nothing.
Okay, got it. And similarly, sir, is it possible to share for FY26 also, what is our commissioning target that we are seeing based on the current the project readiness and anything that you can share?
Let me put it, around 3 hydropower projects, 900 megawatt in Nepal, Dhalasit hydropower project, 66 megawatt, Buxar thermal power plant, 660 megawatt, GUNL phase 5 wind power project 100 megawatt, solar project in Assam 70 megawatt, solar project in Assam from APDCL 50 megawatt, wind power projects from SECI 100 megawatt, wind power project from SECI 200 megawatt, solar projects in Assam from APDCL 200 megawatt, RUNL solar power project Rajasthan 100 megawatt, then GUNL phase 22, 200 megawatt, Banka solar project in Bihar, 75 megawatt, then solar power project in Maharashtra, phase 7, 200 megawatt, solar power project in Maharashtra, 200 megawatt, letter of intent from PSPCL, we have already got it 200 megawatt, LOI from PSPCL, anywhere in India, 1000 megawatt, solar projects in Maharashtra, under Mukhya Mantri, Saur Krishi Vahini Yojana, 1,352 megawatt, which is totally 5,673 megawatt.
Okay, so this is our current plan for 26 commissioning, right?
Yes, sir.
26
commissioning.
Okay. And in this, in terms of coal base is only one, 660. Hydro is sum totals to what, sir, in this 5,673?
966.
Only Arun.
966.
Arun and 66 Dhalasin. Okay, got it. And remaining is renewable. Okay, got it. And then this, just a repetition, maybe the addition of debt which you mentioned from 21,000 crore, to addition of 6,500 crores. So this is, we are seeing by the end of FY25.
Yes. You are right.
Okay. Got it. And if in FY25 addition, is there any cost plus based power plant? Buxar is a cost plus, or how exactly the structure?
Yes, it's on CRC rates.
Cost plus.
CRC rate.
Okay. And remaining, is it fair to say they are on competitive bid, the FY25 commissioning?
Yes, they are on competitive bid.
Okay, got it. And similarly for FY26 also, the 5673 megawatt total that we plan to add, Arun and then one more that hydropower plant you mentioned, it is on cost plus, right?
Yes. Cost plus.
Arun is not cost plus. This is our merchant power plant.
Okay, it's a complete merchant.
Merchant, yes.
Okay. And sure, I think that's and anything maybe in FY27 also, have you any addition based on
this? If you send us the mail and we will come.
Vishal, we will get back to you later on. If you put a query on mail, so that I will be able to clear your queries. Right?
Sure. I mean, thank you so much, sir. I think you tried to explain.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Yeah, right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will now take a last question from the line of Vipul Kumar Anupchand Shah from Sumangal Investment Consultant Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, one small suggestion, if we can put a presentation for all the projects which are being added in this financial year and next financial year, for which you have already given the details in a tabular form, it will be of great help. It should include all the cost of the project, date of commercial operation.
We will add the cost. You give us a mail, we will give you complete details.
No, what is my request is, why don't you put a presentation on your own website? So it will be helpful to everybody.
Thank you.
You don't have to reply to repeated mails, sir. That is my request.
We will consider your request.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe for closing comments.
So we thank JVN management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. We also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for patient hearing from this side. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's my cut, yeah.